Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Be in the blind spot for 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads.
It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey, who that? Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to open one and stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, rolling right on to your Monday off a what was an extended holiday weekend and a big news weekend. It felt like, as far as sports are concerned, plenty to talk about on this Monday, including the idea that we might be revisiting one. I think we wrote off weeks ago, maybe months ago. Who knows? The days all run together, they feel like, these days. But spring football, the idea of spring football and college football pushing things back, perhaps. We should see. Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley thinks it's doable, even though he's in favor right now of playing things out in the fall. The NBA, this week, John Martin, they report to Walt Disney World. We're excited about basketball returning. Cautiously optimistic about it reaching a crowning point for a champion this season. Maybe not so optimistic about baseball, John Martin, where David Price opts out, the latest to opt out. There's a Dodger star, a guy who could have won a World Series this year, John.
Yeah.
And yet, with all of that news, thump, 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 thump.
What's that sound, Jason?
Thump, 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 thump. Do you hear that? It is the heartbeat, the thumping of something else happening, John. Thump, thump. Thump, thump. Thump, thump.
What's that sound, Jason?
Something that is alive.
Alive?
Obviously. Something that's got, not John, just a pulse. But underneath our words, and underneath this city's hope, obviously for the Memphis Grizzlies as they head down to Walt Disney World, like we said, something's happening. It happened over the weekend. I sensed a seismic shift.
Play for Penny Hardaway.
People everywhere, John Martin, everywhere. They're on the mountaintops.
Oh, 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 I'm about to fall. Oh, oh.
And they're screaming about 1 cent. Something
he
has done.
Come on to my recruiting room at my house.
This ain't Tubby's house. 1 cent, ladies and gentlemen. There's a vibe and a buzz throughout this city right now that he has pulled off something once thought undoable.
Enjoy your food.
Perhaps very doable now. as Lincoln Riley would say. Musa Cisse.
Oh, my Lord.
Come on down.
Well, hello then.
Lot to get to today.
Yes, indeed. We got a lot to get to on the show. That was really riveting, Jason. What a performance to start this show. What a performance by you to get this show kicked off. Indeed, we have a lot that we need to get to on the show today. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to get into Musa Cisse. There was a seismic shift, indeed, over the weekend. Got a call on Saturday. I texted you as soon as I got it. And then what happened? The tide started to turn, didn't they?
They did.
So we'll
publicly.
We'll get into Musa Cisse. What does it mean? Can Memphis do it? Will Memphis do it? Lots to get to on the show today. We got a big show planned. Really quickly, just put some news over on my Twitter account. There's a big time event happening, a big time basketball event happening in the city of Memphis this week. Hoop City Basketball Club, which is run by Ernie Kuiper, is putting together sort of a first of its kind, what they're calling a pro week. It's a 3-day event. They're going to have NBA coaches. They're going to have former college coaches working with some of the top prospects in the area, as well as nationally. J.D. Davison, 5-star prospect, is coming in town. He's a Memphis target, as is Sky Clark, who is a 5-star prospect. He's in Brentwood. Memphis has been after him. He's visited campus. So he's going to be in Memphis along with Mason Miller, Jonathan Lawson, you know, a couple other guys as well. But they're having a pro week, and they're going to be, you know, playing pickup and stuff like that. So they're in Memphis. It is a basketball event that is happening. Ernie's going to join us at 11:45 to discuss it.
They're going to stream this thing?
They are going to stream it.
I was going to say, that's something that we talked about with Herd or other and college coaches getting a chance maybe to do this, to watch prospects. You can't go and see them right now, obviously, with the recruiting, the tie down on that. No one can do anything. That is all suspended, but you can actually watch online.
Yep. You can, I believe, it's Hoop City Basketball Club Facebook page.
There you go.
Like I said, you're obviously going to have the local flavor, you know, the highest-ranked player in the city of Memphis right now. Mason Miller will be playing. Jonathan Lawson, who is a Memphis target, he'll be playing. But you're also getting big-time, you know, national guys in Sky Clark and JD. So we'll talk to Ernie about all of that, get his thoughts on Mike Miller's tenure at the University of Memphis. You know, it's 2 years. He is Mike's cousin. So we'll get into all of that with Ernie Kuiper, president of Hoop City BC, at 11:45. Jason Fitz going to join us at 12:25 like he always does. Lots to get to with him. He was on the hot dog eating contest. How many was it, 74 or 75?
75, I believe, broke
75
the record.
75 hot dogs, man. Yeah. That is unbelievable.
He doesn't have much comp at this point.
He doesn't. I mean, you're seriously disincentivized to – pursue a career in hot dog eating because, you know, there's a behemoth at the top right now who cannot be removed, and that's Joey Chestnut. So we'll get into all of that with Jason Fitz, get his thoughts on baseball, get his thoughts on the NFL, college football, lots to get to with him. We'll do that at 12:25. And at 1 o'clock, Kurt Heelan from NBC Sports is going to hop on the show. He covers the NBA for NBC Sports, so we'll get into all of that with him at 1 o'clock. So that's the show today. We are looking forward to it. And at some point, we'll get into my report from over the weekend about the Black Lives Matter helmet decal and some of the fallout from that. We might get to that, you know, whether it's in the next segment or later in the show. But I do think it's worth talking about. But I think we need to start with, the story of our time, you know, the story of, you know, this community. A story and a decision that we have been waiting on, anticipating for at this point months. You know, first we were waiting on the reclassification announcement for Musa Cisse. That happened. Then we were waiting on the college decision for Musa the next week. Well, that never happened. It got pushed back.
Right.
And here we are, July the 6th, and Musa Cisse, still a 5-star big man, 6'11", has yet to announce his decision. And one of the things that I think from jump that we were very adamant about on this show was that the longer this thing goes, the better it is for Penny Hardaway. Facts only. We said that time and time and time and time again. Because I talked to several people who were just hell-bent on the fact that if Musa Cisse had committed when he said he was going to originally commit, it would have been for LSU. He would have gone to LSU. For one reason or another, they said it was because of the unrest in our country, the protests at that time, that it was not appropriate to announce a decision or whatever you would like to believe. He has not announced it yet. It's been delayed at this point, I think, you know, a month and a half. And so over the weekend, I will just be fully transparent. You know, I've written about Musa, and we've talked about Musa on this show, how Memphis feels good about the way that it's recruiting him, how he's been in the city of Memphis, how it was significant that he came back from New York and was playing pickup, you know, with Memphis players and Ja, et cetera.
Right.
You know, we talked about all those things, and we've pretty much kept you up to date on everything. And on Saturday, on my birthday, on the 4th of July.
I didn't even ask you how that went. We'll do that a little later.
Yeah, it was the greatest.
Selfish of me not to ask you that, wasn't it?
It was
get
selfish.
Straight to the
but
Musa
that's fine. No, I understand there are things selfish bigger than me.
Yeah.
You know, there literally and figuratively, there are things that are bigger than me.
Go on.
I got a call around 11 o'clock a.m. And that call was basically as follows. I think Penny is going to pull this off. I think Penny is going to get this thing done. Hearing good things about Musa Cisse, and continue to hear throughout the day that was true. And then what you see, I don't do the crystal ball thing. I don't have a profile or whatever, but Corey Evans changed his pick around noon. And everybody else followed. Brian Snow changed his pick later in the day. And so now I think if you go to the crystal ball over at 247, Memphis is the overwhelming favorite. You know, I wrote on June 16th that at that time there was mounting concern. LSU believed it was done beginning of June, right? They believed that they had Musa done deal. You know, first week of June, they believed 100% that they had Musa Cisse done to Baton Rouge. But I would say around the middle of the month, there was mounting concern from that side that Memphis was going to pull it off. And that was, you know, I wrote that on June 16th. And here we are July 6th, and it feels like perhaps that baton has officially sort of been passed in the race for Musa Cisse. Perhaps Memphis has, you know, taking the lead. That is the indications I got over the weekend. And, you know, I think when you sort of juxtapose that with what national analysts are saying and believing now, at this point, you know, I think I would be surprised if Memphis does not end up with Musa Cisse.
Well, let me add, look, because we've talked about what that would represent, how much of a change in terms of your ceiling that represents. Let me ask you this, because I'm sure many are wondering. When he picked up last time, when it went gonna commit, would it have been LSU then? Had Penny done something here within the last few days, last week or so, or is it just that wave of, you know, getting around finally, those ripples getting to the, you know, getting to the other analysts, the call coming to you, the ripples going out after that, you know, has Penny done something here in the last few days? The last week to change, would it have been LSU?
Well,
a week ago, we talked about it at the beginning of June.
Right.
Obviously, if he, you know, LSU thinks it's got it locked up, then has something happened, or has Penny had this for a while, and the people are now starting to be believers? You know, one little bit. I guess either way.
Right.
The big news is that feels like Memphis all of a sudden is the favorite for Musa Cisse. Clearly, that's the feeling here today on Monday at 11:15, clearly.
Yeah.
But did Penny do something to change things?
I don't think he did anything to change things.
And clearly, the extra time has helped him,
I just think that's the difference in this recruitment. Like, when we look back at it, you know, it's going to be that decision to postpone it, which allows Memphis sort of that
second
win. It
gives them extra time.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That second win of this recruitment. And, by the way, like, I think there were two serious inflection points in this recruitment. One was the decision to delay the announcement, right, for whatever the reason is. The second part is him coming back to Memphis. He left Memphis. He was in New York. And I don't know if the plan was always to come back. I don't know.
Working out with his guy, right?
Yeah, Chris Brickley, former, you know, he's a big-time, you know, NBA trader. I don't know if the plan was to stay there and announce LSU or whatever, but he came back. I think those two developments.
Came back. He's in the gym. He's got, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we have this is something that has stood the test of time in Memphis basketball recruiting. When you are in the gravitational pool of University of Memphis basketball, it is hard to escape it. It is. It's been done before, but you can almost count on one hand how many times. Tony Harris, Jarnell Stokes, in terms of guys who were truly, you know, recruited by Memphis, truly wanted by Memphis, that lived here. I mean, any others jump out? I mean, those two are the ones for me. And Jarnell, I know Memphis always says they didn't have a scholarship available for him to enroll mid-semester.
Yeah, well, you can't. I mean, he couldn't take one guy off of that.
Right.
I mean, there was some truth to that. It wasn't they should have been in better position.
Right, right, right.
Was the lesson learned.
Because you
there.
Knew that was a possibility, you know, the whole time.
No question about it. And what you had on scholarship just didn't justify not having one
right
for Jarnell
ready. It wasn't like you had 15 Jacksons on the roster.
At that point. I mean, Ball felt the pull a little bit, like you talked about. But again, you know, I'm just gonna be real honest with you. You're in a gym where again, most of the Memphis basketball community, and no, not all of it tied to Memphis, but still, even with that, some of it's still working at times for Memphis. In the case of a Ja Morant, who sort of picked up that baton, he's still gonna recruit for Murray State, sure. But we've seen him willing to say good things about the local program. And so when you're in a gym with those guys and we're the Donis and all, you know, and I'll be real honest with you. You talk about the pull of it and sort of the connection. Man, we've seen it, and it's public, so there's no need to keep, you know. William Anderson's been there the whole time, too.
Yes, he has.
And there's that tie, too. Him and Penny go way back. The head coach of LeBron.
And there are other ties as well.
But that, too, that he's always been close by. But here's the point. Clearly, he's trusted. By Musa Cisse, clearly, because anytime most times you see the Musa out in public, William is there. And so my point is, that's a guy who is close to Penny, clearly. Those two have had a long-time friendship, who's close, obviously, to the Cisse situation. It's an advantage for Penny, no matter what way you look at this,
yep.
Right? Whether you thought that this was the deal all along, oh, my gosh, look, I mean, you know, look at the Memphis ties already to that. Or you think here at the end it could, you know, help push Memphis over the top. The extra days with a guy, again, trusted by Penny, who's also trusted by the, you know, the folks around Musa Cisse.
Yep.
He's one of the people around him.
Yep.
Let's be real. And so back to the point, in your backyard, that is an advantage. It's a clear advantage, whereas, sure, LSU can reach out anytime and get this kid over the phone, get him in a Zoom or whatever else, but there's constant contact, clearly, or at least the ability to do that in a more thorough way when you're Penny Hardaway in the situation that's set up with Musa. And so, I mean, again, I just keep seeing, you know, this last time Musa out this church, and right there is William smiling. I'm not saying smiling, knowing the whole time this kid's going to Memphis, but what an advantage for Memphis.
No
it's
doubt.
The same advantage we've talked about all the time. When you're here, there's going to be a pull, and especially when Penny Hardaway is the head coach at Memphis. So we said this, to your point, the longer it went, that's what the bottom line amounts to here, the better it was for Memphis.
And I will also just add this, like, you know, Penny is no fool. Penny knows how badly he needs Musa and the good PR that comes with Musa. It's not just getting a five-star big man, which is the biggest hole on your roster right now. It's the fact that, let's just be honest, I mean, Memphis has taken some bullets the last few months. I mean, they didn't get any of their real priorities in the class of 2020 and Jalen Green and Greg Brown.
Struck out big on Jalen Green.
Yeah, you're I mean, it just is what it is. And Greg Brown,
the
too.
The stakes were high.
Yeah, I mean, it just is what it is. And you know, they got the IARP hanging over. They got, you know, Mike left. I mean, so it's not been – you know, it's not been a great spring compared to last spring. I mean, this one looks like, you know, a desert, right? And so it's not lost on Penny or that staff how badly, A, they need, you know, just the good PR just to sort of remind people that, hey, things are not all bad at the University of Memphis. But, B, like, you look at that roster, and you feel really good about where you're at from a guard perspective, you know, because you're bringing back Boogie, Lester, DJ, and we'll see what happens with Landers and, you know, and DeAndre. But Musa into that mix, we've said it before, we can't change what we feel now that they're on the precipice, on the cusp of getting this kid. I mean, they're very clearly going to be in the conversation for a preseason top 25 ranking. They're going to be clearly, I think, co-favorites with Houston to win the league. And I think they're going to be a projected tournament team with a chance to make a second weekend when you add a guy like Musa, you know, provided that, you know, he puts on a uniform. We have to sort of add that caveat now, like, mm-hmm. with in these times. But, you know, if all that comes together, why can't Memphis be a Sweet 16 team? Why can't Memphis be a second weekend team? I mean, offensively, the firepower is there. You know, Lester's percentages are going to go up. I'm buying all the DJ Jeffrey stock that you'll allow me to have. Boogie's going to take a big step. And then defensively, you know, you plug that hole with, to me, one of the, you know, some people have said he's the best shot blocker they've seen in you know, high school basketball in decades. So, you know, I mean, you're loaded. Memphis is loaded if they get Musa Cisse.
It changes the game for next year. We'll get to, you know, when you play the college basketball season and how many of us can actually be there to witness it. But let's be real. And it's funny how a college basketball story, especially here in Memphis with recruiting, anytime you're talking about a guy who could be a lottery pick, let's face it, after a year in college, and very well could be with the kind of shot blocker he is, it's pretty amazing how it'll make you forget, well, are we going to have a college basketball season at all? We'll set that off to the side. The idea of Boogie Ellis, Lester Quinones, I'm buying a lot of stock in DJ Jeffries at the three, if that's what you're telling me now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
There was a possibility he's already that, maybe with some combination of Rand and Malcolm or Avery, you figure that out, or DeAndre Williams in that mix as well. But if you're doing DJ at the three, DeAndre Williams, who we think will get the waiver at the four, Musa Cisse at the five, that's something you get excited about. Like we talked about, it completely changes in terms of what you can get done next season. Think about off the bench again, and I'm not saying this was the way Penny would do it, but look at what you've got now coming from a bench standpoint. Lomax coming off the bench like he's was doing last year. Lance Thomas, a guy who's been around, plug some holes for you. Ball, but now you've got Rand and Dandridge coming off the bench as sort of an injection guys rather than and Rand might be ready. You know, he would have been probably forced into that position had you not been able to land a Musa Cisse, where, again, a junior college, one of the best shot blockers in the country, all of a sudden he becomes a secondary weapon in terms of what he can bring defensively. If you bring in a Musa Cisse ahead of him, the depth all of a sudden.
Yep.
And again, that's assuming that DeAndre gets the waiver.
Right.
Landers Nolley does not, because if you got Landers Nolley, all of a sudden that starting lineup looks a lot different. I'm just kind of going on where we think it might be
exactly. As
of today.
Yep.
As of today on July 6th. So it's exciting to think about. Again, there is the idea of, okay, now you got to play it out. Now you got to have a season. But my gosh, what a get this would be for Memphis in terms of what it can get done when we do have college basketball.
I mean, listen, yeah. I think we are going to find a way to play. I'm not as worried about college basketball because, to me, college basketball is something that you could easily move to January of 2020 or 2021 because there's no real meaningful basketball games that you play before
Correct.
January anyway. I mean, Memphis had some games in the Bahamas and against Auburn that will suck to lose. But at the end of the day, it's about the NCAA tournament. I mean, that's college basketball, and they can't lose another season of revenue from March Madness.
Well, just what would really help it is the idea, if we're watching, and I know it's a different, but if we watch the NBA and they go ahead and crown a champion and you get through it, right? The actual playing of the basketball in terms of being out there and you keep the case numbers low, that'll be a good feeling in terms of that point, the NCAA, which doesn't want to miss out, certainly on its March Madness check. But it can feel good about that, have something to point to. Oh, they got it done. Now they're restarting. Here, we're going along with it. Again, just the idea of playing basketball, period, without having some huge spike. I'm so confident we'll have it. Are people going to be there to watch? You know, who knows? Are we in a different place in the spring than we are this fall
in
terms of being able to be there and watch? Yeah. But I'll be happy to watch it on television.
Well,
most of the country will.
Let's be honest about it. Getting Musa Cisse is about – it's about much – it's much bigger than simply 2020 and the 2020 season. This is something that is going to have an impact in 2021, 2022 because
another lottery pick.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Because now if you can truly point to Precious and we'll see with James, right? Like what, you know, James has not talked a whole hell of a lot publicly about the University of Memphis, but if he did come out and sort of endorse, you know, Penny after he gets drafted, that you could absolutely point to him. And then if you add Musa, you know, if you want to claim RJ as well, like, I mean, now you're sort of building a real body of work, right? You're building a real body of work that will sort of pay dividends for you in the classes. I mean, 2021, super important class. 2022, super important class. Because you're filtering out the Lesters and the Boogies and the DJs and the Alex Lomaxes of the world, and you're sort of rebuilding your program. So you have to hit. You have to hit in 2020 with high school kids too, by the way. Well, like, you have to hit with those type of prospects.
You get another one. No one can deny your story, John, no matter what, no matter who's on your staff or not, that if you got Penny Hardaway, he gets lottery picks in there or guys that at one point, you know, it's are they first round, are they – Precious Achiuwa in that sense looks like he's moved up, but a guy that gets those types of players here, they get better at Memphis. That's a story you can sell, again, no matter who's on the staff or not. And so it's something that as a head coach you move forward with, that it's not just, you got a guy like Mike Miller who's super valuable. It's not just those connections. That it's so important in terms of the rest of it. That's a story you can continue to sell. And listen, like we said, Penny didn't come here to hit singles. You know, he came here to hit home runs and grand slams. He wants big for Memphis.
Exactly.
And so, again, you want to go that route and continue to go, you know, be able to land those fish. You've got to be able to point to some evidence that when you do, right, they come here, they improve their stock.
Yep.
You know, not just kind of stay in place or fall back. At one point, it was, you know, there was a fear of that for Precious Achiuwa. James Wiseman leaves. Precious's role change. He drops a little bit as Memphis is figuring out things in terms of really more so, you know, NBA scouts trying to figure out, okay, what is he? The Gavonis of the world trying to figure out. You saw him drop in some mock drafts.
Yep.
Comes back up. Absolutely shines for Memphis the rest of the way through. It's a story you can continue to tell. All of a sudden, you got Musa Cisse, another possible lottery pick. You can keep that going. And again, it's so important for Penny Hardaway, right? Because that shows, hey, it's about me and the program. And come play for Memphis and for me, and I'll continue to do it year after year with these elite level prospects.
Exactly.
It's one thing to say that. It's another thing when you can continue to point to the body of work.
Yeah.
And nobody can deny you.
Yeah, and so, you know, listen,
huge.
It is a huge development, you know, sort of over the weekend for Memphis basketball. And it really does sort of drive home to me that once Penny locks in, man, when Penny locks in, especially on a local, he's going to get him. Like, that's what's going to happen. When he truly locks in.
That's the thing about it. And you know.
Not saying he's going to lock in on every, you know, local kid, because he hasn't. But when he does, he's going to end up getting that kid.
You got to be able to have that ability, right? If you're gonna master that gig over there, is the ones you want, right? The ones you need right out of here. And let's face it, for Musa, like we said, the big importance on him coming back down from New York just here recently, it's such an advantage. But like John said, when he locks it down, right? And you just wonder, okay, you know, J.D. Davis is out there, but what if that was the case with Kennedy Chandler? Could he change things there too? Not that that's even the route they want to go right now, but if they did, man, when he locks down on local, yeah, he gets them, and that's an important thing to be able to do to back off the LSUs, but more so everybody else from, again, wasting what they could look at as wasting their time. If Penny's going to be hot and want these guys, we're not going to be able to come in and get them again, no matter who's on the staff. It'd do a lot of work for you. It'd say a lot,
man,
to other college programs about trying to come in here and getting the guys that you want.
Yeah. So so once again, I mean, Penny keeping things very interesting over there at the University of Memphis. All signs point to Musa ending up at the University of Memphis. That's the latest information for sure. Got the call on Saturday morning, and then you saw the sort of, I guess, words getting around, huh? Words getting around to the rest of the country.
Well, and fair, Chuck, I think Chuck Lawson tweeted out last week.
He did tweet it out last week that he was hearing it as well.
To give credit where it's due, I think I read you something off air. I don't know if we were in believing stage yet that said Penny's got Musa locked up. But I'll tell you what, it feels a lot different now.
It does.
Through the weekend. And then you see everybody almost to a man on 247 change their picks. So. Oh, nationally.
Yeah.
Nationally.
Yeah, the only people that are really holding on right now over there are looks like people who cover LSU.
in terms of staying, keeping an LSU pick.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those guys change? If one of them changed, it's really over.
So
that's,
Evan,
that's when the fat lady's singing.
Evan Daniels doesn't count because he doesn't work there anymore. But Sonny Shipp.
When did Evan make his pick, though?
Did he change his pick?
Did he still do it? We realize he's getting
May 28th.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Which at that time, that's where he was headed. Like he was. That's the day after he announced that he was reclassing and committing. But Billy M. Bodie, who covers LSU, Sonny Shipp covers LSU, Shay Dixon, who's from Memphis, covers LSU. Pretty much everybody else has switched their pick or has kept Memphis as the pick the whole time. So, I mean, there you have it. A tide of perception is turning, it looks like, over there on 247, which is interesting as Musa could decide. It feels like any day now, you know. I certainly wouldn't be surprised if it's, you know, today, tomorrow, this week, some point. I mean, you know, we're here at the finish line, right? It's time to go. So, all right, we will come back. Ernie Kuiper's going to join us at 11:45. He's got a big-time event, Jason. Big-time event. Hoop City Pro Week is what they're calling it. Five-star prospects. J.D. Davis and Sky Clark are going to be here. Mason Miller, Jonathan Lawson. So, I mean, big-time players. Big-time players make big-time plays, and they're going to be here in Memphis on Tuesday through Thursday. And I plan on going. I will wear a mask. As you know, they're going to be following all COVID-19 protocols.
Of course.
For all media attending. Masks are going to be, you know, excuse me, facial coverings are going to be provided. You know, so they're doing their part there with slowing the spread.
You're going to get in that bubble.
I'm getting in the Hoop City bubble. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Ask Aaron about TJ Madlock,
too. Yeah, you can ask him about whatever you want, man. He'll join us at 11:45. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
My City Rides allows you to lease to own a brand new motor scooter to get where you need to go. And they provide training with their scooter school. We're talking with rider Mike Davis. Mike, did you already know how to ride?
I had never driven a motorcycle before My City Rides.
Tell us a little bit about scooter school.
Scooter school largely consisted of two parts. One part was a classroom format that focused on laws, safety, and equipment. The second part was actual on-scooter training in an empty nearby parking lot.
Were you scared at all?
I was terrified I would wreck the training scooter.
So how did it go?
So they didn't push us to do any of the exercises until we were ready. We started off slow. First was balancing, then riding in a straight line, then turning one way, then another. Towards the end, we worked on emergency techniques such as fast braking.
So what would you tell someone who is considering the My City Rides program?
If you're thinking about it, don't wait. It's almost impossible to find more reliable and more fun transportation for $90 a month. It's a lot of fun. It's also cheap.
Thanks, Mike. To find out more, visit MyCityRides.org. That's MyCityRides.org.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think about this little bicycle bell. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business, one of thousands on eBay, powered by millions of people, all working to get you exactly what you want. That's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
The diehard batteries you know and trust are now at Advance Auto Parts. That means all the reliability, durability, and power you expect now come with free testing, free installation, and the unrivaled expertise of Advance team members. No appointment necessary. And for a limited time, purchase a diehard battery and enter to win a free Optima battery maintainer and charger. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Deckless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi Deckless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
Now is my time.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Swerving and a Lambo, doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down. Pull up and I'm flooded with an iced out watch. Whip it look like butter, baby.
We're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Ernie Kuiper, Hoop City Basketball Club president, is putting on a big-time event here in the city of Memphis at FACS. We'll talk to him about that event, Hoop City Pro Week, which is going to feature some of the best local players and some big time guys from out of town. We'll get into that with him here in about 10 minutes or so. But before we get to that, Scalded, who is a loyal listener to the show, we appreciate him being a loyal listener to the show. And as a loyal listener to the show, that means sometimes you can have your Twitter questions answered on air. And one of those questions from Scalded was, well, with Memphis, and their, NCAA investigation, the IRP investigation, do we know when they're going to step on our PPs? Honest question, I don't know. Won't it hurt our recruiting chances in general? Legit question, I am confused by this. Well, I think the thing that, hurts more than anything else is the uncertainty of what it will produce. But I would also point to the fact that LSU has known that it was going to get hit, for basically, years now? Arizona, same thing. Kansas, same thing. And it really has not slowed them down, to speak of. And, I don't think directly it has affected Memphis. I don't think it's directly impacted. I don't think it's kept Memphis from getting a kid. And it really doesn't seem like it's slowed anybody else down either. But we don't know what's going to happen. Let's see what happens. What will slow Memphis recruiting down is a postseason ban. What will slow Memphis recruiting down is a show cause. That's depending on the degree of punishment, that's what will really impact, I think, the ability to go out and, get the top kids.
Well, to say we're not concerned at all about it anymore would be a flat-out lie.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question about it. Because what we also said, can't change the goalpost now, that this feels like it's coming down now, whereas mm-hmm. with LSU, just like with when Kansas got its, it'll be able to kick the can down the road past likely the season. Whereas we said with Memphis, still the same thing. Whatever it gets, it feels like it will be immediate. Now, what we've also said is that while some, like Pat Forty, have said, feels like that they're after Penny, this IARP, the NCAA, however you want to brand it, Memphis, clearly, this didn't keep Memphis from getting Jalen Green, okay? The G League did. Jalen Green was coming. And so let's go back. To be able to even be in that circle, right, to have Jalen Green believing that he was going to play here, I got to believe that you feel some kind of way about what's coming down.
Yeah.
Again, we've said a show cause or something like that, you know, even a postseason ban seems extreme. If it's a 2 or 3 game suspension for Penny, I think it's something we all can swallow. But maybe that's the way they feel too. Because, again, they've been able to still sell Memphis while this is going on. You've said it. Others have operated business as usual. It's a little bit different for Memphis because you feel like it's coming down. That said, I have to believe that you wouldn't have been in that circle with Jalen Green, and you can't be in these circles with a player like Musa Cisse, who's got 1 year in college, just like Jalen Green. You can't be in those circles unless you feel really good about it. And, again, I tell you, you know, we know Penny's connected. And so, no, is a Grant Hill, right, who's been involved in this process in terms of the recommendation, all that. Now, I don't think he's involved in the ruling or whatever, but he's been involved in some of these sorts of deals.
Yep.
Those two are tight.
Yep.
And so, anyway, I have to believe that again, Grant Hill's not going to tell them what they're going to do, but that he's got some idea of what could come down, and he has to feel like, right, he's going to be around this season, and because, again, it'd be hard to sell to a Musa, to a Jalen Green, that I'm not going to have a season, I'm not going to be around, I might not have a postseason. Be hard to sell to those elite-level guys if you didn't feel really good about it.
Right.
And he's clearly selling it successfully, right? So, we talked to Dr. Rudd, had him on a week and a half ago, tried to ask these questions. Hey, when do you think it might go down? What do you suspect it will look like?
Right.
Mum. They're saying nothing this time around. And we talked about that. You know, there seemed like there was a little bit of an expectation. It got out a little bit that Memphis thought it was going to get hit a little bit lighter for right, James Wiseman lifting the lawsuit. That turned out to be wrong. So probably Memphis is best suited right now to stay tight-lipped on this, specifically if it knows. Okay, but I got to feel like there's a decent feeling over there. They're going to be okay.
Right.
Right, that this won't be an Oklahoma State situation where you got a postseason ban or something, you know, heavier than that would give Penny some kind of show cause, something like that. I cannot believe that this would lead to that, what's happened here.
Right.
The playing of James Wiseman,
right,
you know, where this
right.
whole thing,
I would hope
this
so.
Whole thing stems from in the first place.
I would really hope so. You know what I mean? Like, I would really hope not, but
they must feel that way.
Nothing would surprise me about,
of course,
you know, the NCAA.
You have to say it in Memphis, Tennessee, just because we've seen the NCAA in terms of its dealings with Memphis, you can't put anything past them when it comes to Memphis. So the idea that all of a sudden, oh yeah, they're getting Musa and this thing. No, you still have to be concerned about this thing and be lying to you if told you we weren't. Especially when a guy like Pat Forty, who is connected in terms of having, you know, folks in Indianapolis and the NCAA, you know, has said, you know, pretty much outright that they're after Penny. That said, I just don't see how they get him heavy on something like this.
Right. No,
this seems mild.
I think you're right.
That whole thing got blown apart in the first play anyway. I mean, you could argue Memphis has been punished enough in some ways because of the way all that went down.
Yeah. So, you know, anyway, I tend to believe that they, again, it's the IRP, and so we don't necessarily know. I mean, we can
spend. And you can't appeal, so
right.
That's another concern.
Once it comes down, it comes down.
It's going to hit you. So that's the other thing that LSU and those folks that can respond, you know, to the allegation on down the road, they can, you know, send back their response, but then also appeal. You can kick it on down a while. Memphis won't have that luxury.
But clearly, you know, Memphis
is hopefully it'll be light.
Kicking ass in the face of it, you know. I mean,
right there in the face of it. If you can continue to land a lottery level type prospect.
Musa is an absolute game changer at the college basketball level. I mean, he's a dominant defensive force.
Talking about especially in the AAC.
I mean, like, dude averages. Averages at Lausanne? I mean, they were ridiculous. I mean, they were like 28, 16, and 10.
Yeah, yeah, like a 21-block game or something against one of those teams in that league.
I mean, again, now it's that league. He was dominating. Still, like, it's still hard to have 10 blocks a damn game. You know what I mean? Like, I think he had like 9.8 or something like that. I mean, the guy was just freaking a monster. And
That's what he does on the defensive end that changes.
I mean, this is exactly, yeah. When you get him.
He's a pure athlete, too, at that size.
Oh, like, and I see him, like, he does give you something offensively in the way that he sort of runs the rim. Right?
Oh, all
like,
day long.
He's going to sort of initiate transition, you know.
That's, I mean, that's an 8 to 10 points right there in the AAC. Is. Just running and getting stick backs, if not more than that. If not, get you up to 11, 12. You throw in a couple free throws, all of a sudden he's had the kids averaging, you know, 12, 13, 14 points for you. But yet, that's not what he's there to do.
Right.
He's there to make that entire team so much better defensively. Maybe, again, with what we've seen from that coaching staff, from many of those players that are, again, going to be sophomores next year, the defense is the, sort of their calling card. They were top five in the country last year in defensive efficiency. You had a rim protector like a Musa Cisse to that mix. All of a sudden, you know, Lomax, the junkyard, he's all up inside. He's tasting people's bubble gum. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how tight he can get on guys.
Yeah.
You can gamble more. It makes you better so much, you know, all the way around. That's the one thing that you watched him in the, even in those, you know, that church gym playing against guys like Ja. He stands out on that defensive end in terms of the activity level, man. You can't get anything by him.
Yep.
Didn't matter who you were, whether you're a big guy coming at him 7 foot tall. They had another one of those guys in the gym. Couldn't get anything past him, or whether you're one of those guards trying to come and out-quick him near the rim, and he is tracking everything like a scud, man. You remember the old scud missiles we used to send up?
Yep.
They track, take out.
By the way, since we have started this show, I told you that Evan Daniels still had a crystal ball for LSU, right, over at 247, even though it doesn't work there anymore. In the time that we have started this show, and I don't know if Evan's listening or not, that it no longer exists.
They took it down.
Completely gone.
Yeah, because Evan's cleaning up as he leaves. He doesn't need a wrong prediction out there as he closes the door.
Yeah.
Turns off the lights.
So
moves on to a bigger, and we've that just obviously that's huge for Evan.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week.
No, it is a big time.
As he moves on to CAA.
It is a big time move. But anyway, there you have it. Musa Cisse very likely headed to Memphis. It's just a matter of when, not if. And it's a testament to Penny Hardaway and the job that he has done, staying on this and locking in. And you know, it really has been a remarkable reversal. Of course, I mean it really is. And obviously, when it happens, we'll continue to discuss it. But that's the latest right now with Musa Cisse. All right, we'll come back. Hoop City Basketball Club's having a pro week. Jason, you involved? You can get out there and try out.
I'd love to see it. I got my mask. I'm ready to come sit socially distanced from you and watch.
We'll get into all of that with Ernie Kuiper. J.D. Davison, 5-star guard, top 10 player in the country, is going to be in town. Scott Clark, top 20 player in the country, he's going to be in town. Both Memphis targets. We'll discuss all this with Ernie on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. Through its museum in historic Philadelphia, just steps from where the Constitution was signed, and its online interactive Constitution, the center brings together people of all ages and perspectives to learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For podcasts, live programs, constitutional news, and educational resources, visit constitutioncenter.org.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about.
I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Take heat, this too hard.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. News this morning, Hoop City Basketball Club is putting on a pro week that starts tomorrow, runs through Thursday. It's going to feature some of the best basketball prospects in the country, names you know and love like J.D. Davison, top 10 guard, Sky Clark, top 20 guard, Mason Miller, top 50 prospect, Jonathan Lawson, one of the better players in the country. Hoop City Basketball Club President Ernie Kuiper joins us now. Ernie, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? You guys good?
Everything yes. is good. You know, it's just nice
to have you on.
That whereas everything else in the country is talking about postponing or canceling or shutting down, that Hoop City BC is putting on a pro week.
We are excited. We are excited. We're going to be very cautious with everything, you know, with the guidelines and everything. But we're really excited to be doing this.
Yeah. So, what went into this, you know, because I do realize anything you do in these times is going to be, you know, it's going to be a monster to pull it off. So what was sort of the motivation for putting on an event like this? Because fans obviously won't be able to be in the stands. Why did you want to do this event?
It was just plain and simple to try to help kids get exposure and get to scholarships. It's our overall philosophy, you know, and I thought, well, what a better way to get this thing, you know, on a live stream and in the safest conditions possible, and let these kids be able to showcase their talents to MBA and college coaches and scouts all over the country. And we're extremely excited to be able to be the first to be doing something like this.
How confident are you, Coach, about your ability to keep it safe, right? Because that's always the priority. It feels like we've seen, too, the NBA's got this, you know, 113-page, you know, book about the way they're going to do it. Clearly, you're trying to put on one event. How confident are you about your ability to keep it safe?
We're going to try our very best. Mask, temperature checks, if we're going to follow all Shelby County guidelines. If for any reason, you know, Shelby County pulls back, then, you know, then we'll pull back. I mean, if we have to. We're going to do our absolute best to be completely safe. There's everybody, including the press, everybody will be wearing, you know, face masks. And we're going to do our absolute best, Jason, to try to make this thing as safe as possible.
Yeah, Ernie, you touched on it.
It will be.
It's not about, you know, necessarily, you know, the J.D. Davisons and the Sky Clarks, though they are the sort of part of the headliners, and Mason Miller and Jonathan Lawson. I mean, college coaches know and, you know, have been evaluating these guys for years. But, you know, it's about the next tier of guys, right, who just – these are the times where they would be, you know, at a circuit event. These are the times where they would be, you know, getting offers. And there's just no way for, you know, these kids to be seen. So college coaches are allowed to basically tune in on this stream. Is that sort of your understanding?
Yeah. We're expecting every college coach, over 300 of them, to be tuning in. But also for guys like JD, we've invited over 30 NBA scouts and 30 NBA GMs, got all the information. So the G League included. If they tune in, this could be very valuable for all these kids involved. You know, you don't know. Another thing is you're learning. Like, we have Coach Bob Thornton in there. Are you kidding me? The guy played in the NBA. The guy's been coaching the league for over, you know, 16 years or so. I mean, just his NBA experience. And you got Scott Cherry running stations and Coach Lawson, who coached at the highest level. Man, we're putting these, you know, the best coaches around them to be successful. And then saying, here you go, guys, here's your opportunity to showcase, you know, and do the best you can. And you got the strength conditioning piece with Drew Graham, you know, at Excel with Campbell's Clinic, and He has over 17 years experience in, you know, in the NBA. So we're just trying to surround him with the best people possible and give these kids, you know, hopefully they'll learn something and carry this on, you know, for the rest of their life.
Absolutely. Now, you were going to go to Vegas. That was the plan, right?
Correct.
And what happened?
The event got canceled. So we said, oh, that event got canceled. This is a way that we can reach everybody the safest possible way. So we're staying at home, and at this week we plan to stay at home and work out and get all the kids exposure. And hopefully every single kid on that roster will have a college scholarship and better their lives and an opportunity to use basketball to better their lives.
In terms of just obviously I think this is a great event what you're doing. I think it is absolutely going to be productive for a lot of those kids. Like you mentioned, even the G League and the NBA guys that are going to be watching for, you know, the more highly ranked, you know, prospects. But there's no question, Ernie, that this has been a nightmare of a summer, just in terms of logistically, in terms of what you do. And I mean, how difficult has it been? Were you, I guess you were holding on to some hope that there would be, you know, some, you know, regulated events at some point this summer. Is that sort of how you were operating?
Yes, in a way, but you know, I'm trying to take the positive out of everything. You know, I'm telling, hey, we're lucky we're able to get in the gym this week and play basketball, and let's do the best with what's handed to us. Let's adjust. It's life, you know. It's teaching all of us some. You know, just adjust the best you can and be happy that, hey, currently none of us are healthy enough to play basketball. We're healthy enough to coach, you know. So let's take the positives from it and just keep moving forward. And it has been extremely challenging. I mean, just extremely challenging this year. But, hey, you got an opportunity this week. Yeah. I mean, that's all you can ask for in life, just opportunities.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. We're talking to Ernie Kuiper, Hoop City BC president. Again, the Pro Week's going to be happening over at FACS Tuesday through Thursday. Certainly going to be very interesting, and you can watch all those streams on the Hoop City Basketball Club Facebook page. One of the participants is a guy you may have heard of, Mason Miller. He's a son of former sixth man, former Rookie of the Year, Mike Miller. He is actually currently in the class of 2021, I believe the highest rated player in the city of Memphis now with certain departures. How far has he come, Ernie, just since you've had him, since you've been around him? I think his development has certainly been astounding. How far has he come, you know, under your watch?
He's worked his tail off. He's come a long ways, obviously. You know, I'm a family member, so I'm a little bit biased, but he's going to be a great player. The kid is working. I mean, he's working his butt off to, you know, make his own name for himself. And he's him, and you know, since his father stepped down from Memphis, they have been working nonstop. It's been just great for the family and great for just myself to sit back and watch and see Mike teaching Mason and Mason taking it in, and they're just working their butt off. And I'm so proud of Mason and Maverick. Both his sons they're just coming a long ways. And Mason has a heck of a opportunity ahead of him. I mean, he's going to work his butt off, so proud of him.
Coach, how about TJ? How about TJ Madlock, Tony's son? Notice that he's now like number six in the state in terms of prospect, three-star guy. I suspect, will he be leading a college program somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, that kid can play defense at a high level. I mean, he's like his dad.
Like his daddy.
You know, he's dog, man. We call him the dog for a reason. I mean, you're going to put him out there, and he's going to compete. I mean, in this day and age when kids, not every one of them are just going to step out and just compete. I mean, he's going to step on the court, he's going after your heart. I mean, I absolutely love that kid. He's coachable. I recommend him he'd be a great player for, you know, any program. In my opinion, any mid-major, you know, low major, he'd just be a stud in that area, just how hard he works.
I got to ask you, too, Coach, your opinion on Jonathan Lawson, who one time, you know, Memphis wasn't on, but they've obviously changed direction there. How good a player is that? Not speaking, obviously, to Memphis's recruitment of him, but in terms of Jonathan Lawson, who I believe you're going to have involved as one of the prospects here, the type of player he is, Coach, what's he like?
I think he's the best all-around player in the city of Memphis. I don't see anybody better, 6'7". Competitive as anybody I've ever coached, ever seen in my life. I mean, he's going after your lunch. I mean, he's the type of kid you want. Can shoot it. can defend at a high level, rebound, a pass. I mean, the thing that he needs to work on, and you know, I'm talking to the pro level now because he's got that type of talent, is explosion, and he's doing that. He's working on everything, and I think he's you know, the best player in the city all around. It's just my opinion, you know.
Yeah,
does have that size.
He's a heck of a talent.
Yeah, Arnie, wow. I know we had sort of talked about this off the air, but I did want to go ahead and inform you that I'll go ahead and I'll commit to, you know, I'll do a shooting drill for the guys.
Oh Lord, no! Just do me a favor. Bring your tape recorder, your pencil and papers. Just stay in your lane. Jason, help me out here.
No, I really think, you know.
No shooting clinics from John Martin.
Yeah, no, I really believe
it's
that.
It's tough to keep them humble these days. You
Arnie,
know,
Arnie, I insist. It's the least I can do.
Just bring your recorder and your pen and paper. You're an all-star. Stay in your lane. Ain't that right, Jason?
That made it. Yeah, you telling him to bring the recorder. John Martin.
Hey, look. Before we get you out of here, Arnie, you mentioned it. You know, your family, your cousin, Mike Miller, spent 2 years at the University of Memphis, stepped down.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.